Did you take any like of those like daddy or like parent classes and shit like
no.
that?
No,
you didn't.
They call them Lamaze, right?
Is you're Dominican. You just kind of like learn on the fly,
basically,
and shit like that. Or you just keep hiding until like you have no choice but to change the diaper.
No, I was changing the diapers.
Oh, word!
I was a very hands-on dad. Okay. But I never like I never needed a white person's advice, just to say that.
Oh,
you know, you look at the books, you look at the videos, it's all white people. Like, I'm not raising my kids like
he had a lot of poop under his fingernails.
Back then.
My daughter was a shitter.
Big shit's going big on shit. In Jersey, son.
All
big
day. Shit. He's like, how can all this poop come out of this little girl?
You had one cup of milk. Explain yourself. Explain. The fuck you got into.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
Yeah. Now, my girl says she's not breastfeeding.
Why not?
Oh, because she don't want to wake. She won't be the one to wake up in the middle of the night.
Oh, y'all fucking up.
She want me to get out of bed
y'all
to go get the formula bottle to
nice. You know, breastfeed.
Breastfeeding helped us
sleep.
Nah, I'm
going to just pick her up and throw her out the bed.
No, I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now, breastfeeding helped us sleep. Like, my girl just popped a titty out and we were good.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
I'm popping titties out right now. Like, it's like
that's right.
Like, just
one for the baby, one for you.
Yeah, two titties. The baby can't suck both titties.
That's true. And then there's like leftover milk in the other ones.
Hell yeah. I don't know.
You don't want to have unbalanced titties.
That's
you know
what I mean? Exactly. I've accidentally drank breast milk once.
Breast milk is good.
I didn't. Not
Lou.
When I tried.
Lou said that very. Nah. He's like, nah, I love that shit.
That shit is sweet.
I got a bottle waiting for me at home.
That shit is sweet as fuck. Shit like sugar milk.
Mm-hmm. Yo, that's what I've always heard, but the breast milk that I accidentally tasted didn't taste like that.
That's because that bitch was smoking cigarettes.
I was saying, either that or she a vegan.
Nah, veganism wasn't popping back then when it happened.
You know vegans don't eat sugar.
Yeah. Damn. I don't know. I guess there's only one way to find out. I got to get her pregnant.
Yeah.
I'll let y'all know next week on the podcast.
Okay. Perfect.
I'm just going to accelerate the pregnancy process.
Okay. How are we doing this?
I thought she popped it out on the timeline one day, remember?
Oh, yeah. So, that was funny. Where Marcy's, like, really into sewing and, like, making outfits and like crafts and all that stuff. So she got a like one of those mannequin bodies. So she was like, yo, I'm about to step my shit up.
Oh shit.
So it's cool. So she wanted to start making custom clothes, blah blah blah. Right. And she's no matter what she does, no matter what job she's at, she always goes back to like kids. Like her aunt just had a baby. She's obsessed with that baby. She used to like babysit, she used to be a teacher for like young kids. It's like, so no matter what she does, she's always going back to kids. So I'm like, why don't you just make baby clothes? She was like, oh my God, that was great. So I gave her a home baby and shit like that. Like, we were out drinking and I was like, yo, just take home baby because I'm not doing shit with it. She was like, oh my God, that's amazing. So I was like, yo, that should be your next tweet. Just be like, yo, home baby 2020. And she was like, oh, I'm going to tweet it right now. She tweeted it. And then this nigga comes. He's like, yo,
is that an announcement?
That's the announcement?
I was like, this is how we find it out? Like, I thought we were closer than this, Marcy. I got to find out on a timeline. Like,
y'all niggas not going to text?
But then she sent me the screenshot. And then she was like, Lewis thought I was pregnant. I was like, that's because he's a fucking idiot. I was like, why would you, someone who's not really on Twitter or is new to Twitter, release that on Twitter? And then I thought about it long and I was like, nah, I can see how he would think that. I was like, you know what? My bad. Never mind.
It was either that or somebody's going for presidency.
Those are the two options?
Yeah.
But nah, there's no baby, to my knowledge. So that was...
As of right now.
Yeah, as of right now, there's no actual home baby on the way.
We'll keep you updated next week.
But yeah, once I get this pregnancy accelerated program popping.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll let y'all know.
Let us know how that works.
Right, no, don't let us know how that works.
I'm gonna let you know after the
intro. Don't let nobody know how that works. Delete all the files. You gotta. It's like you gotta let the ball piece marinate in certain. You know.
I already said intro, James. Okay.
Hold up! Put your ass in the air.
Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's 2020 wave.
To the Honorable Mention Podcast.
Uh-huh.
We are in it by popular.
Chris for president.
No.
You know who it is. It is the homebody homeboy. I've been inside a lot.
Yes, he has.
2020.
They wasn't inside for that.
None of y'all was inside for that. I was inside for 2020. The fuck have you been doing with your time? How you been going outside? You been talking to people? You've been trying to network and grow as a person, socialize. That's why y'all niggas first 2 weeks of 2020 has been fucked up.
That's right.
Talk about new year, new me. Shut the fuck up.
Stupid. It's the same old you.
Same old you.
Same old dry ass, crusty ass, cold ass bitch. As always,
it's week three. All the resolutions already gone now.
Everything.
The gym's cleared up.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
All right. I legitimately wait for those niggas to leave and then I start going.
Yeah, no, it happens.
I was about to text Chris and be like, yo.
Yeah.
That happens. Those niggas really in there like that?
Nah. Like, the first like week is like crowded, and like week two, you see like who's actually like a little more brave than the week one niggas, and then like week three, they're gone. Mm.
Survival of the fittest type shit.
Yeah.
As always, I got my friends with me.
Yes.
I got James.
Uh huh.
I got Lou.
Uh huh.
And I got Drum Fu.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
And when we are together, we are the Dunkirk Four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dunk. Mm-hmm. We are the Dunkaroos Four.
We need a theme song.
We do. That's your job.
I'm not doing that.
See, why would you suggest it then?
I'm just saying we need one. I'm not saying I'm going to make it.
Yeah. So you're going to go to the, well, James could make it.
Right, I'm going to go to the theme song store, nigga.
The theme song store.
Yeah, I'm a cop boy.
Is that a Soho?
I bet it is.
I bet it is.
If it's either in Soho or Williamsburg. The Williamsburg one got vegan options. I don't know how that should work.
Just xylophones. That should sound like Cassidy made it.
Wow. Oh, man. Yo, I saw some niggas simping for Cassidy, and I wanted to slap him. He was like, I don't know why y'all niggas acting like this is funny. Y'all started off producing. Your shit was whack, too. And I was like, yeah, but I didn't show nobody because I'm not stupid.
That nigga look hella
proud. So I'm going to laugh at that nigga because he gave me the avenue to. I bet by the end of the year, his shit's going to be a lot better. And we're going to be like, oh, all right, he stepped it up. But until then, I'm going to laugh at his dumbass.
That shit was hilarious. It was
really more than anything, like his fucking head nod to his own beats is ridiculous.
And he was making the stank face, too.
His beat be mad slow. His double time head nod going off.
Way off.
Full force.
And he was pulling weed hard.
Son, pulling sherm, nigga.
Oh.
Nigga said that was sherm.
But, nigga was off the zonkies.
We back, baby.
Yeah, we back. It's 2020, a whole new year, whole new opportunities.
Whole new us.
Fuck
out of here.
New year, new pod.
Actually, I mean, I did make a couple changes so far 2020.
Okay.
I dropped like 12 pounds.
Hey.
So far.
Now you can fit into that mankini, you know.
Yeah, hey, man. That's why I do it. Listen, it's hot enough outside to rock mankinis. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Today it's definitely not hot enough to do that today.
What? What do you mean?
Your cheeks gonna be cold.
It's a beautiful breeze, man.
No, it's not.
It's a beautiful breeze. That's the name of the episode.
This ball piece waving in the wind.
Going through all your nooks and crannies.
Like a flag. Like a flag on a flagpole. That's the way the ball piece
I don't know.
Nigga, flag on the plate. Fuck all that.
But I lost about 12, too. So high five to Chris.
Yeah,
I gained about 12.
Hey.
I gained about the same. And that's what I was like. That's right.
We got to keep this podcast even. We got to keep it even.
Yeah, we balance.
I stepped on the scale. I was like, yo, what that holiday do to me? Oh, it fucked me up.
That scale was like, oh, hell no, get your ass off.
They're like, oh, who this? We got somebody new in the crib?
That nigga paying rent too? You seem kind of big.
That nigga said, hey, both of y'all paying rent? I was like, oh.
That nigga said, new year, new me, I see.
Stab the scale.
Shut up, scale.
Stupid.
Bitch ass scale.
But yeah, like y'all saying with the gym shit, it did clear up a little bit. I came up in a fortunate circumstance where the main gym by my job, a couple months ago they started renovations.
The signature one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw your story.
Yeah. So they started renovations. So I stopped going to that one because it was just really depressing to be
there.
Yeah,
it was mad shit going on.
Yeah, where it was just ugly and just inconvenient.
So tarps up everywhere.
Yeah, and drywall and shit like that.
Nasty.
So I stopped going.
You couldn't hit the biflex.
Couldn't hit the biflex.
Hit nothing. So they're finally starting to open it, like, you know, open certain sections of the gym back up, and it's good again. But I feel like this particular gym missed that wave of like newcomers, because it's like you're not gonna start your new fitness journey at a gym that's under construction.
Exactly.
And the shit is about to be 100% done in February, so I feel like I'm gonna miss that whole wave of people, and I can just go back fully to my regular gym shit with just basically a new gym and shit.
Look at
like
you,
that.
Man.
Yeah, but like they added some dope ass like AstroTurf.
They had
like,
the yeah
looking
they had.
Thing. And I was like, the only way I'm going to get to use this is if I come at like 5 in the morning when everyone's still asleep. Because I know niggas are going to take mad videos.
Oh, yeah, yeah, post on that.
And
yeah.
I'm like, when am I going to take my video to post on that shit?
Who's going to let me post on the actual trip?
Yeah, I need to flex on the gram, too.
Yeah, word, man.
But how y'all feel about like people doing that shit in the gym? Like, I get it, but it's like that shit is like hella. Like, don't get me in your video, fam.
Nah, it's only if like you're actually doing a lit workout though. Like, I feel like
nah, but it'll be like the people that are like.
I feel like if you're a personal trainer, you have to do that shit. Yeah, if you're a regular person, see, I get it for business. Your fucking phone down. That's you what I'm saying.
For business, what are you doing? For business, I get it, but the regular nigga that just come and doing like. Squats once a week, and you got to put your camera there and show the whole gym in the background. Like, put your phone away, son. Yeah. Nobody wants to see that.
If you do like the pre workout pick and then like the post one or whatever, like it's the same as just you posting while you're actually doing the shit. Like, we get it. You in the gym. Yeah. We still don't care. I'm tapping the next button very quickly. Yeah.
You're an architect, nigga.
It's like, I don't really give a shit.
Hey, as someone who frequently used to do that shit, I beg to differ. That's. Hey, I got a lot of fake clients off that.
Nah,
shit.
I was saying you was training.
It was business. It was business.
All right, let's not use the word training loosely. He was suggesting
$40 is $40. Let me tell you that. Yes, it is. I don't give a fuck. But yeah, I stopped doing that shit just because I fucking hate people. Like, it's just it was a lot of. I still have now. People hit me up. They were like, "Yo, I need a gym partner," and I was like, "You should go find one." It's like I'm not. I had like one person because I did tweet out, why are you?
That's just funny to me because this nigga's constantly trying to get me to go to the gym with him.
But that's because I care about you.
I fuck with this though. That's right. I'm like, oh, he fucks with me. Everyone else on the planet though, y'all can go fuck yourself. Every Saturday, hey nigga, you at home? You not doing that with your life? You try to go to the gym?
He's like, nigga, put the bonbons down.
My nigga, I am drunk. I just got home.
Yo, you didn't put the bonbons down?
If this nigga tell me to put the bonbons down, I'm going to show up to the gym. I'm going to show up. We're going to throw hands. We're going to throw hands. I'm going to go home after.
Because you made him sound like he's a 75-year-old woman named Mabel.
It's going to be a mini workout. After that, I'm going to go fuck up James because he thinks this shit funny.
I was about to say. I was like, how he say all that and I get beat up?
Nigga, find me.
That's so cool.
I just got to look for a burning car. It's not that hard.
Yo, the bonbons.
This girl posted a car went over the fucking median while she was driving and landed on top of her car. She's like, yo, I'm lucky to be alive. I was like, damn, James, what you doing over there? I didn't know you knew her. It's a small world.
It's a small world.
Like Angel said, a small world. But nah, it was, it's like people putting up, just like, oh, I need a gym partner. Because I actually did tweet out, I was like, 2020, I would like a gym squad. Like, just people to keep me motivated.
Ooh, nigga, if your gym wasn't so far, I would join you, but.
It's not that far.
It's really not that far.
It's like Success. You doing deliveries over there anyway sometimes. It's not that bad. It's like 15 minutes. And there's two of them. There's two of them that's closer to us. So then I like just like the fucking, you know, it's like the fucking girls that are like say they want to get into fitness and they want to like change their body and lifestyle and shit like that, but they're fucking lazy and they don't do anything for themselves, and it's those kind of people, and I just don't have the energy or the time to put up with that bullshit. Like, yo, you're either gonna commit to this shit or just fucking stay home and just be content with the way you are right now. And it's not. Like, the person that said it to me, they're not out of shape. They actually, like, she actually got her body done.
Oh, okay.
Like, last year. And it fits. It works. Like, she doesn't have to go to the gym to fix anything on the outside.
Yeah.
But, like, if you want to be healthier on the inside and stuff like that, then absolutely go. But from the way she acts and the way she behaves and what she's saying, it doesn't sound like she wants to do that. Because when she asked for things, I was like, oh, you have to start with, like, you know, changing your diet and stuff like that. She was like, I don't want to do that. So I was like, then we don't have anything to talk about.
Exactly.
Like, it's not like a halfway thing. And I just don't want to deal with that, like, that, I guess, not hypocrisy, but it's just like, oh, why bother? Yeah. Like, if you're not, like I said, if you're not going to go all the way in.
Like, if you're not going to commit.
Yeah, she was like
if you do half the work, you're going to get half the results.
So exactly. And I don't want to be in the gym with somebody that's not even going to work out all the way. Because I told her, I was like, yo, listen, we're in two different weight classes. And where I'm at right now, I'm not training nobody. because I want to try to get myself right as well. So the things I'm going to be doing, like, no offense, but you're not on that level yet, and I don't have time, and I don't want to have to, like, coach someone to do that. I'd rather just go to the gym with my people and get my shit done and leave.
Yeah. Yeah. People, nowadays, people just want to go to the gym for photo shoots.
Exactly.
That's really what it's become.
That's kind of what I'm getting from this person. And I was like, nah, man, like, I'm not the one.
Yeah. It's like people do it, and then people hit them up like, yo, I see you. Yeah. You're doing your thing.
And then she got offended when I said that, and I was like, yo, I don't care. Like, what do you want me to tell you, son?
Yeah,
like,
at that point, you're wasting your time.
Yeah, don't waste my time.
You got
time.
Goals,
like, you're not paying me.
Like, I stopped going to the gym to work out, like, a while back. So, like, when I was going, I didn't have to deal with a whole bunch of people just, like, taking pictures of themselves on machines. It's annoying. Shit. It was annoying just having people in there, like, at all. Because I don't fuck with people in general. But, like, I can't imagine how much more upset I'd be going in there, and there's a ton of people. Everyone's just, like, taking pictures and shit. Like, nigga, get off the machine.
That's all the New Year's
I need
crowd
to
too.
Use this.
Like, imagine that shit when you go in there, like, around New Year's, it looks like a mall.
Yeah,
like around Christmas, like
during seasonal.
And people are just there, like with their phones up in the air, like, fam. I'm trying to do these curls real quick. Get out the way.
There was like a week where I was in Planet Fitness and I changed the time that I went because, like, I don't know, something happened where I had to go at a different time, mm-hmm. and there was so much more people, and motherfuckers were just like sitting around waiting for machines to open up, and I was like, nah, I'm done. Like, I can't come here.
That's all Planet Fitness is. That was the first gym I joined after the Queens College shit. And it's just a horrible gym. All of them. They all fucking suck.
It's like cramped. Everyone's on top of each other and there's still not enough shit.
Yeah.
And they got pizza.
And then they got pizza.
Bagels. Once they were giving people pizza and bagels, I was like, yo, y'all niggas assholes.
It's like, you just giving me carbs twice a month?
And then they have the fucking sound shit when the fucking...
And they're like, yo, as much as you can eat, buddy. And I was like... Yeah, none.
Yeah, fam, what?
I came here with an apple. That's what I'm going to eat when I'm done.
And then you're going to tell me I can't grunt? I can't grunt?
I can't wear a certain tank top?
Yeah. James, I from here you stretch. I can only imagine the type of shit you do.
That shit.
When you do.
Incredible.
I'm not that
James
loud.
Doing dips. Ah. Ah.
Nah. I'm not in the gym. I'm not that guy. Definitely not. I do it at home only.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. These niggas wouldn't want to wipe down the machines after
like
sweating all over.
Just like Bane. Just like Bane.
James be working at home just like Bane.
I do.
Talk about, you were born in the dark. I lived in it. Yeah. Like, yo, relax.
The fire rises.
The ball piece rises. Just in the mirror.
Yes, it does.
All right.
Poor shorty.
She ain't complaining.
All right. God damn.
But so yeah. How was your New Year's?
I don't remember.
Me neither.
I didn't do shit.
2 weeks.
I was at home.
Yeah.
I was asleep before the ball dropped.
That sounds lit.
Which ball dropped? Huh?
What?
All right.
Yo.
So.
Went for a three-peat. God damn.
It was like.
Three-piece.
11:53. And I was like, nigga, I'm going to sleep. Yeah, I'm tired.
You couldn't even wait the 7 minutes?
Nigga, what the fuck am I staying up for?
You work overnight. You're usually
to watch the time change? Nigga, I don't give a fuck.
I gotta go check my calendar up. No, but I feel like people are over this New Year's.
You know what's crazy? I would stay up for daylight savings time to watch the clock go back.
Nigga, what?
Before the ball drop. Oh, that shit's fun to me.
What?
It's like, oh, yeah, I was about to go 2 o'clock. Nope, it's 1. Gotcha, bitch.
It's like we went back in time.
I like it.
You about to get this ball piece again, man.
Yes.
Run it back.
Run that team back
out more time.
Oh, man.
Stop.
Son, the wild shit is because we work overnight. So when the time goes backwards, it's an extra hour on the shift.
Ooh.
No one comes in for that shift. Everyone takes that day off.
Oh,
wait, that's fucked up.
Yeah. Because you got to work from the time you start to the time you get off.
Wouldn't like they like.
Nah.
Wow, that's fucked up.
They should have just like, yo, let you go an hour early.
Exactly.
That's what they should do, but they don't.
Especially since.
So no one comes into work.
Yeah.
Especially since a lot of the time you're just like on standby.
Yeah.
So it's just, yo, let us
eat. But around the time where like we would be leaving like an hour early, we're just on standby.
Let us come in an hour late or leave an hour early on those 2 days.
Yeah.
Or one day.
That's it. It's not going to kill nobody.
They did some goofy shit this year when it was like, oh, well, you can leave. I think it was either 3 or 4 hours early to go vote. We don't get out at the time where we can go vote. We're just leaving work dumb early for no fucking reason. Everyone's just like, yeah, I'm voting.
I bet.
None of y'all niggas voted.
Nobody
in
voted.
Where are you voting?
They're doing no sort of check.
That's how you catch a nigga. You ask him where he's voting.
First of all, six of you are felons.
School.
Six.
Yeah. Teen?
Nigga.
Half. I don't. What's a full team?
Huh?
Like what's a full team that goes like underground and shit? Oh,
it varies. For the most part, like my squad is like 10 people.
Oh, word.
But sometimes you combine with
other
ones.
That's 5-on-5. That's a full court.
That is. So going down there 10 deep.
Out of the 10 that we have, none of them have college degrees.
Why the fuck
you need that? That was a wild
prerequisite. Yeah, I don't need college degrees.
But I'm saying, out of the amount of people that we have in the zone, I can count several that are felons.
Kind of people I need them.
Niggas is cool as shit though.
Yeah,
you never judge a book by its cover.
That's true.
Never. Like some of the coolest motherfuckers in there, the niggas that like went for doing like wild shit. Nah, they really like cool niggas.
Man. I don't judge a book by the cover. I read the spark notes and I was like, nah, fuck it.
I read the description in the back. Yeah, I get bored halfway through. I'm like, yeah.
I just look at the book.
Imagine 30 chapters of this. Description one paragraph and I'm bored.
First of all, sir, I don't read unless I got pictures. That's I'm carrying that through 2020.
I still read novels every now and then.
No, I don't.
But I don't read if it's real.
Yeah,
you don't read if it's real?
Fiction only, nigga.
Yeah, fiction.
I like to read nonfiction.
Nah, man.
I like podcasts.
Yeah. I'll read like informative articles about shit, but a whole book, I'm good, man.
Niggas over here reading the shit.
Unless it's about like finance.
I do mostly business and finance.
Yeah.
You like that, James?
Oh, he didn't hear what I said.
This is fucking stupid.
Nah, because it was like a lot. Because there's been like a lot going on with like the whole the World War III draft thing.
And yeah.
Fires in Australia.
I'm not going, nigga.
Deport me, nigga. That's a free trip to DR.
Send me with him.
Yeah, facts.
Facts. But,
I mean, that's what I'm thinking. Like, there's
start a whole second family.
Yeah,
third.
Yeah, it's true. We could podcast.
You want to make eye contact? You want to acknowledge? but the whole thing about that, like, I understand the severity of the situation and stuff like that. Of both, like the Australia fires. And
that's fucked up.
That should been real.
That shit happened in Cali all the time. No, I'm desensitized.
Yeah, the war stuff, and it's like.
War happens all the time. I'm desensitized. What else we got?
It's not that even like I understand. Like I said, I understand the severity of it, but the people that want to like talk about or like directly to me, like it was like, oh, did you hear that such and such and such and such and such and such? And I'm like, I'm looking at you right now. You're holding an article from like your phone, like the Shade Room. I was like, I don't want to talk about it. Like I just don't. Me. I don't want to talk about it. I know what's going on. There's nothing I could do. All it does is make me sad and nervous and anxious and paranoid. I don't want to hear about it. That doesn't mean I don't care about what's going on. It's just I've just come to realize there's absolutely nothing.
Yep.
There's nothing. I'm not signing up. I can only I'm probably not going to donate. I'm sorry. I'm being honest.
It's like going back to my whole thing with the Amazon wildfires. It's like, yo, I understand it's fucked up. I'm aware of what's happening. Yeah. The fuck you want me to do about it? I can't do anything.
I can't.
I'm just going to continue to live my life and like
and hope
for the best.
Better. Yeah. Because
like, I literally cannot do anything to help.
Like as much as like these people are putting up like donation things and such here, I don't believe that shit either. I have absolutely no faith that my money is
gonna
going
go,
to,
yeah.
to where it's going to be.
They say like, oh, you can check on like there's certain places where you're like, oh, if you want to see what they do with the money, you can check. But I'm like, that's not actual proof. That's just them saying what they're doing with it. But I don't actually see
like
what's
I've
happening.
Seen,
I don't see the results. That's why I don't like anytime they're like, oh, you want to donate to kids with cancer? I'm like, no, I don't know where this shit's going. Also, I don't want to donate to just kids with cancer. Cancer research in general works for all people.
Yeah.
Why am I donating to one specific sect when I can just like give you money for the overall problem?
You know what's funny?
That's also not going to get fixed.
I also found about like donating for like these kind of specific things like a wildfire or like any natural disaster. It was like, why do you need money? Like we're human beings. Like we could, if the Amazon needs water or food, like just send water or food.
Like, that's exactly like.
Why the fuck do you need my $50 to get some carrots?
That's not the way shit works.
No, I know, but
because like them, They're not giving up. No, but they're saying,
I gotta be the dickhead for not donating when you're not giving away your carrots from your farm.
Yeah,
like why am I the dickhead?
Like that's what I'm saying. Like
I don't got carrots.
I don't got carrots. Shit, you see my wrist, nigga.
I need my vitamin C. Nigga, that's a Casio. Shut up.
Yeah. They don't know that. Nigga, there's no video.
They do now.
Bitch ass nigga. I don't like
you. But yeah, like I donate clothes, I donate food, I donate toys. I'll do that kind of stuff because it's like, you telling me that when I donate toys, the nigga that's like asking for the toy donation is gonna take it and put it in his like room and start playing like with my Lego sets that I donated.
You might.
If I know
where you used to work a couple months ago. You've seen those guys.
If I find out I'm beating the dog shit out of you, if you're taking my toy donations and you're bringing it home.
Yeah.
Like, this nigga got Power Rangers?
Mike.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, shit like that. Like, okay, they just sent carrots and sweet potatoes. Like, get farmers to donate carrots. Get an airline to donate planes. Get a gas company to donate the gas for the plane. Like, you don't fucking need my... Like, ask the niggas that got the shit to fucking help.
Yeah. I mean... It,
but all those niggas is like, for free?
Yeah, no, exactly. But I'm a dickhead.
Yeah, it in a way, it kind of makes us sound like pieces of shit.
But nigga, I'm broke. But okay, I need my money for me.
It's honestly, like, it's a weird...
I donated to, like, the Australian shit, but I know it's not going to make that much of a difference.
You know what it is? It's kind of like, hey, do something with, like, a good conscience, and you're just hoping that it goes... Like, I found myself, like, at least... I found myself, like, twice this week just, like, walking by, like, someone that was, like, holding up the sign that was, like, oh, you know, just lost my job and stuff like that. And it's, like, you know what?
I donate to them.
I
can see where my money is going in that situation.
Yeah, like...
It's leaving my hand going to that person's hand.
But...
What they choose to do with it from there is on them.
It's, like, I kind of did it not to, like, tweet about it or talk about it on the podcast. Like, I kind of just did it in a way where I felt like, yo, I would kind of hope that if, God forbid, if the roles were reversed, somebody would do the same for me.
Right.
In a way. And it's just like, here, man. Because it's like $4 or $5, I could live without $4 or $5.
Low
like,
key, they be making bread,
especially
too.
Especially for like the day.
Yo, I'd be so fucked up. Like, when I got half a sandwich, I'd be like, yo, you want half the sandwich?
No.
Like, nah, I just want money. It's like, you fucked it up for everyone that comes after you for the next 3 months.
Yep.
Like, that's just it.
Nah, it's facts.
Because, like, you know how I work, son.
Yeah.
Once you remind me that the world is fucked up, I start remembering all my life philosophies and how I don't fuck with nobody and, like, everyone is a piece of shit and I should only worry about me. Those niggas remind me of that, and I just like, you know what? That nice guy shit, I gave it a shot.
And it's crazy.
I'll try
because
again.
It's crazy because I forgot who I was talking to about this, but like sometimes they'll be picky about what if they're asking you for money and you give them
that shit got arugula.
If you give them 50 cents, they're looking at you like, that's it? That's all you're gonna give me? Like,
nigga,
bro,
that's all I got, bro. Yeah, like, it's 50 cents more than you had.
Exactly. Like, how you picky? You
pay handling, but you 50 cents.
Me too.
And I got bread.
Son, let me find this 2 quarters.
Yo, son, I downloaded mad 50 cents. I got mad.
Yo, imagine you donate actual 50 cents to someone. Be like, yo, take this nigga. What you want me to do with a whole... He's a millionaire.
He'll put you on game.
Fuck you for free, man. Nigga, have a baby with that nigga. He'll pay for the shit.
That's true.
Have a baby by me, baby,
be a millionaire.
Exactly.
Shit. Have a baby by me, baby, be on welfare.
Like, oh, hey, the remix.
I am.
That's the broke mix.
That's the Nissan Honda Chevy version of that.
Exactly.
Nissan Honda Chevy's fucking amazing. I will not let you.
Yeah, it's very relatable.
It was. Very good.
But yeah, like, how
speaking of that, how's your cousin doing, Lou?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I thought you were talking to me. I was like, still dead? I don't know. What are you talking?
Your cousin has a Nissan Honda Chevy?
Probably. Oh. Probably a Nissan Honda Chevy dealership.
Nah. His cousin's Joel Ortiz.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot that's your cousin.
Now, is he Puerto Rican?
Yeah, but you know, it's Marcel.
All right.
I just went with the joke.
Yeah, got it.
I'm racist.
All right.
Can we move on?
All right. You know what? Let's talk about this first episode back. I don't want to get so dark and morbid and upset. You know, I hope... I like, to close this out, I just hope that... Everyone, I hope things get better, and I hope I don't die. Like I hope things get better, and I hope I don't die.
Please don't send me to war. I don't have an arm like I used to when I throw that
grenade. They won't send us because we got bad knees.
Nah, but like, but again,
let me peel potatoes or some shit. Nah, I could do that.
Again, I'm 31.
This is why I don't want to hear.
Fuck you, man.
Send the 18-year-old nigga.
This is why, like, this,
word, that nigga got his whole life ahead of him. Let him die.
See, stop. But this is where like things get like convoluted and just like weird, and it just instills. That's why I don't want to talk about it, and I don't want to like read any of the stuff that's been posted on like these blogs that also talk about really fucked up shit at the same time. Like, we're just like, look at people's moral scales here, where it's like, apparently, none of us do research on this stuff. We just like look at the fucking headline and then we just we take it and we run with it. I do it, y'all do it,
everybody does it.
Unfortunately, it sucks. That's why I was just like, you know what? Just shut the fuck up.
Where too it's much just noise. Like, we don't have time to read all. Like, we have
even ha- when it comes to shit like that, like reading anything about the government, there's only but so much of that you can 100% take as fact.
Exactly.
So like I was always raised to ask questions and question everything. So when I read shit like that, I'm just like, all right, so you're telling me these niggas launched the missile and they hit us here and they did this and they did that. I was like, but
it just sounds like
I didn't see it though.
Yeah.
It just sounds
and like there's always like I have to doubt it because I didn't see it with my own eyes. I can't 100% believe everything that I'm told.
Exactly.
And so I'm like, all right, yeah, that shit happened. People died. But I don't know why these things are happening, and like,
yeah, like,
we're like just, everything's just iffy for me. So
yeah, but even with the draft shit, it's like we don't. There's no draft that's like instilled. Like from what I've then read and heard and stuff like that, we have like our draft is in the form of recruiting, where they just recruit high school kids and all that stuff.
Yeah. We haven't had like a legit draft
since Nam.
I don't think they'll ever. So, I don't think that
we've been to war since then several times.
It hasn't stopped. That's what I'm saying. Like, when they were like, "Oh, we attacked this embassy, that embassy, blah blah blah." It's like it's been.
Those are military actions. It's not a war. It's a different.
What's the difference
between, air quotes.
What's the difference between a war and a military action? A
lot more death, nigga.
We're killing people that were not that aren't really. None of these problems have anything to do with us. Like, I have absolutely no issue with an Iranian, Iraqi, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, handstand. None. I have no issues.
There'll be a lot. That nigga wrote that down before he came.
With none of these.
He was like, "I'm getting this one off."
I have no issue with that. Like, none of this stuff.
He was like, "That's a layup."
No, I was saying, yo, there would be a lot less war if the leaders of all these countries got to do like a just duke it out one on one outside.
Yeah, come on, throw
yo, my box. There would be more wars. I would be starting shit just to watch niggas box. Like I would, nigga, I'd go over to Russia and be like, yo, so and so said something about you. I just want to see Stalin fuck up everybody.
Okay,
that nigga is not human.
Duh.
They're gonna get that nigga from Creed too. Like, yeah, I'm like, oh, well. Nah, you got it.
Y'all remember when I forgot who it was.
That nigga's name is Big Nasty.
But like,
yes, he is.
Wow.
All right.
But like, someone went over there and he was like, yo, let me hold your ring. And he was like, all right, it was like a football player or something. He put the ring on and was like, all right, this is mine now. And just walked off.
Who?
He's like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to that nigga? He runs the country and those niggas is wild.
Wait, and he's a wild boy. That really happened?
Yeah.
Which football player?
I don't remember. Like if I the NFL, I could probably NFL pull it up.
Definitely wasn't Ray Lewis.
Must have been like a retired.
Yeah, definitely was not.
Ray Lewis would have taken down the whole country of Russia.
You'd have been like, winning my emotional. Lord, Jesus, give me the strength.
Forgive
to
me,
kill this nigga.
I'm about to rain fire on this motherfucker.
The last one was an accident. This one. I'm doing this shit for real. Come here, brother.
Nah, yeah.
Let me talk to you.
Got his head on Putin's shoulder.
This not.
I said Stalin mad time.
I know.
You didn't say Stalin?
But we know you meant Putin.
I meant Putin.
Yeah.
All them niggas is the same because of racism.
Wow.
I like it. They think we all the same, so fuck it.
Listen.
Stalin been dead for mad
years. Yo, after like the third time I said it, I was like, nigga, you keep saying Stalin. That's not the one. He was also a wild nigga, but that's not the one.
That nigga's a history textbook. That nigga been dead.
Well, what's it called? Like with the whole draft shit.
Whatever,
like, none of us are eligible for draft, even if they instill. It was apparently it's 18 to 26.
Oh yeah,
I'm 27. I'm half blind. I'm half blind. You got? I'm half blind.
Yeah,
he got bad knees. He needs corrected vision.
I always forget you're half blind.
Yeah, he needs corrected vision.
I have flat feet, and I'm an only child.
Right. I'm washed.
I wrote my shit down.
Yeah, I'm a. I think.
And I got flat feet. I can't see.
But like
flat feet gang.
Would they update it?
They'll still draft you with all of that shit, like, but they'll. like make you do some bullshit.
Like it's bullshit because it's like, oh, niggas won't go back and update the gun laws or like amend certain like amendments and stuff like that. But they'll update a draft if they
Why? Money.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like
I was reading something and it was like, yo, they wouldn't bring back the draft because that's more benefits and shit they gotta pay housing.
Yeah.
Like, son, every one of us that comes back,
yeah,
we gonna survive the shit.
Yeah.
A lot of us.
Also,
like, yo, I'm a vet, nigga.
Also,
discounts on everything.
I'm not going. I don't want a Camaro nor a Charger. Them shit is bad on gas. Like, I just don't.
I want a Camaro or a Charger.
Yeah, but I need to have the.
I want a Demon.
I would like a Camaro. Money. I'll get a Hellcat.
Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
A Hellcat.
Yeah.
But, like, I need the gas money. I don't, like, if I come back.
I also like my legs.
My leg.
All right. You know what?
I don't.
Yeah, switch the topic.
I don't think I could make beats in the desert. Like, I don't think that shit's going to work for me.
I don't doubt you.
The new Desert Storm.
I do.
Wow.
The second I get sand in my eyes, I'm going to be like, fuck this shit, man. I'm supposed to line up the 808s like this. Can't fucking 808s see.
808s line you up.
The beat's going to come back like Cassidy shit.
Yo, I can't front one
thing. Gunshots going off in the back room. I'm like, yo, can you quiet that down, nigga?
Marcel gets a whole medal. I'm like, yo, let me get 20% of that.
What 20% thing, though, yo, of my medal? Niggas been getting them jokes off, though. Them World War III jokes.
Twitter is undefeated.
They've been. They had the one with like, it was like a little kid like holding a gun, and it was like, when you over in Iran and you see Akta used to serve you the bacon, egg, and cheese.
Ooh. Yo, he's just crying.
He's just crying like he didn't want to do it to him.
All right.
There was one where like someone posted, like some shorty posted a picture. She was like, oh, I'm Iranian. And nigga retweeted him. It was just like, yo, I'm about to be in your city. What's good?
Hey.
I was like, yo, shit I would have said, man. I love that.
You know myself putting up the Iranian Twitter.
That's how we lighten the war talks there.
Yeah. But shout out to, like I said, shout out to everyone that actually has to go over there.
Yo, shout out to people that are actually in the military.
Yeah,
like,
because that, I wouldn't do it.
One or two,
my nigga Hector, that's his life. Yo, like, do your thing.
Yeah, I got a couple homies over there and stuff like that.
Hopefully everybody come home safe.
Yeah.
But I know it's that I'm going to close it out and all that stuff. But I just had one. What is our Navy? Our Navy just patrols the borders and shit like that. We haven't had, like, any, like, water wars, right? Like, no.
Not
like,
that we know. Like, I had a lot of water wars.
All right. Right.
I want them shit.
All right.
Slip a slide.
Nigga, I want to go crazy, nigga.
Nigga says, slip a slide.
More punch than a bowl of juice.
Hey, I don't want nothing to do with slip and slide after the other day.
Yo, we haven't had, like, no battleship type shit. Because, like, I have homies.
Battleship
shit. No, like, I deadass have homies in the Navy and shit like that, and them niggas just like travel chilling. And they drop mad acid and shit like,
man,
they
doing come
on. Wild drugs.
I didn't say their names, but they doing wild drugs and shit.
Okay, I thought they were dropping acid in the ocean.
My nigga was in Japan and he was just like, nigga, I just play video games.
I
mop.
I had a homie. Ain't
shit else for us to do on the base.
I had a homie that was in Japan
and ball piece,
and they would go. They took amazing pictures because they was into photography and shit like that. Took amazing pictures. And I kept trying to get them to go to, like, the little tentacle shows and shit like that. I was like, I want to see what that's like.
Dog, what?
What?
Mm-hmm. Do they just have that shit, like?
Yeah.
You could just, oh, nigga, I'm going to Japan and it's going to be lit.
It's like the peep shows in Times Square.
Dunkirk 4 takes over Japan. Like, I can't watch the octopus show.
I want to climb the Gundams. Fucking
Gundam suit. Chris always want to do some dumb shit.
You don't want to do it. They got it like
what I said wasn't really any better.
The funnier part is that Marcel will still be there with him.
I'm recording this shit. Yeah. When he broke his neck.
I don't know what none of this shit means.
Nah, they got an actual like
they got a like a life size Gundam
life size shit that transforms.
Oh, I gotta go to that shit because like mechs are my shit. Like giant robots are just amazing to me. Like, it's one of the coolest ideas.
I want to go there. Yo, imagine how much Power Rangers shit we could smuggle back from Bandai.
Yo, let's go.
See?
Yo,
that's what I'm saying.
No bullshit. Me and my girl are like kind of trying to plan a trip to Japan.
I want to, bro. I gotta get my new passport.
Yo, I'm going in his bag. Yo. And you go in her bag, and then we all...
She's got several. Both of y'all could go in any of her bags. They all bigger than her.
Lou big ass trying to fit in the carry-on.
Cause you can put me on overhead, nigga.
Nah, Lou gonna be under my hat. That's his move.
Take your hat off, pull a whole Lou out.
That's a what? Yo, I gotta fit it down.
Lou come out the hat, perfect. Take on you.
That be the name of the episode.
Oh, shit.
Get that off. I don't know.
Come on, cut on now. What's going on up there?
I don't even know what that means.
It's a new word. It's a new word, Lou.
Write it down. But yeah, like I said, yo, the end of 2019, I got a little seasonal job, right? And I got the little extra money. And, like, for, like, gifts, bills, all that stuff. And I can't go back now. I can't go back to just having this one job. The thing. I miss the extra money.
My nigga, when I stopped working two jobs, I never went back.
Oh, no.
Once I was just doing one, because, like, I was working two jobs out of necessity at that time. Because, like, I had a lot of free time, but I also had way more bills than I could afford. Mm. So I was doing, like, two retail jobs. And then once I got the one retail job that paid as much as the two combined, never worked two jobs again. So, like, I commend y'all niggas that be doing all the extra shit.
I did the two, but they didn't keep me at that job because they said, like, my availability was shit. Which I was like, yo, makes sense.
When you have a full-time job and, like, you go into regular season, they want you to be a full-time employee there.
On my last day, he was the dude, he was like, yo, I'm sorry. He was like, it's just your availability. He was like, yo, but if you ever leave that job. And I was like, I'm not.
No, I would never leave that job for this job.
Yeah.
Like y'all are cool.
Yeah, but not.
This was nice pocket change. Yeah. But that's like, that pays for everything. For real.
Yeah, that's the pocket.
That's the pocket.
Like, that's the bag. This is the pocket.
Exactly. Y'all don't even got a zipper on the pocket. You're just mad exposed.
Damn. Damn.
Pocket got a hole in it.
Pocket got, yeah.
Your whole banana suit fucked up.
Wow.
He'll put the banana in your banana suit.
James.
Sorry. Right. Come on, man. I had to take it there.
No, you did it.
First episode of the year. You doing this?
So I have to.
Hit the bench.
You leave me no choice.
Do some warm-ups. I started doing Uber Eats now. Oh.
New York, you've been warned.
Like, you do DoorDash?
I'm waiting.
Do multiple?
Yeah, I signed up for DoorDash, but DoorDash works a little bit different than Uber Eats, where Uber Eats, it's like, all right, we're going to give you this shitty app with a shitty map that's always confusing.
But they got their own separate GPS?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's horrible.
I'd imagine
it fucking sucks. And you pick up the food and you bring it to the niggas, right? DoorDash is like, yo, we're going to send you a prepaid card that when the orders come in. And they're going to give you, like, one of those, like, little insulated bag shits. I always wanted one of those. Like, you know when the niggas bring you pizza?
Oh, like the pizza shit? Yeah.
Always. I kind of just want one.
You put your hand in there?
I didn't get it yet.
I was going to say, I'll give you mine because I have one at home.
The DoorDash, yeah.
You still got the shit?
Oh, like, yo, fuck. It's lit, though, because Uber, they gave me, like, a little
credit
card.
Yo, keep that shit in the whip for, like, the time when you go to the spot that's like, a little deep.
That's true. Yeah, want the food facts. To be warm when you get home.
I got a little Uber debit card and shit. Like,
yeah, me too.
There's a black card over there.
Yeah, it's right.
Nice. That car got a little heft to it.
Can't wait for him to use that shit accidentally.
Yes, he will.
Quote, unquote.
So, it's cool. Yeah, I obviously do a lot more driving, so it's like I have to fill up on gas sooner.
Do you? Like, keep the receipts for that so that when tax time comes, you write that off as a deductible.
It's logged into the...
I was thinking about that at the barbershop. Both of y'all just wanted to make sure you were keeping track of that.
You were thinking about us doing Uber at the barbershop?
Yeah, legitimately was.
Wow. That's
a good friend.
Because I was sitting there and I was like, yo, these dudes are doing this shit. Because I think you might have texted about it. I was like, I hope they're like,
I appreciate
keeping
that.
Track of all of that.
I sent them a picture of my first delivery to some nigga named Paul. He was
nigga!
Like, huh?
Why was that nigga ordering so much McDonald's?
Bro,
I don't know.
And that's not even the most I've ever seen.
So,
he had to be ordering for the whole office or some shit.
So nah. This is a good one, right? So.
It was just one small Asian man who came out and said, it's all mine. I'm filming a mukbang.
We've all had that day.
Nigga came out like, yo, mind your business. Bag went back inside.
I've had those mind your business.
So, Bonchan be looking at me crazy, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So one day, I pick up Marcy from work, right? And I had the little Uber shit on. And it was like, yo, you want to pick up at Five Guys? So I'm like, yeah, why not? The shit is across the street from my job, right? So I flip to you after picking her up. And that's one thing that gets on my nerves with the fucking Uber shit. Is that anytime that I get an order, I'm always already driving in the opposite direction and have to make a U-turn.
That's what they do.
Like, yo, nigga, just like, if you knew, like, I don't know how do you fix that or if you can
you
fix
that. You see me driving.
Yeah, you see me, you following me, just like, yo, just give me some shit in the direction that I'm going already, nigga. But I get to Five Guys, this person ordered mad shit, like quadruple jalapeno burgers.
The fuck?
And like, it was a big bag, right? I never seen this big of a bag at Five, because I don't eat Five Guys, right? So then it's like, bring me a... I'm not Tiana.
Uh-huh. You gotta let that one marinate a little bit.
No, the fuck we don't. So I was like, bring your shit to Northern Boulevard, right? So I bring the shit over to Northern Boulevard, and the instructions on the app, it says wait in the car. So I'm
what
like,
the fuck?
Yeah, they tell you whether
they
wait
never
in the car
really mean it.
Or
by the way,
bring it inside, right?
No, so, no, James, they mean it. You just don't be listening.
Nah, they don't.
James be on the block.
Nah, because the thing is, they'll be at the door looking, but the shit said wait in car.
No, like, yeah. When I put a no, I mean it. Yeah.
So now,
nigga, call me. Don't ring my doorbell.
So now I pull up to the spot, and it's actually like four different businesses that share the address. It's like Northwell Health, a Michaels, and some like other shit. So I pull into one of the spots.
Oh, I know
spots.
Where that is.
Yeah, in Manhattan. And Marcy goes inside Michaels because she was like, that's mad weird. I don't want to be in here when the person comes to get their shit. So she goes inside, and I'm like, I tell the person, I'm like, I've arrived. No answer and shit like that. And I'm just sitting there like a jackass for like 5 minutes. And so I called twice. No answer. Mm. So I hit – they have like a little button where it's like the customer's not responding. It sets a timer for 8 minutes. After 8 minutes
– food's yours?
You can cancel it. You still get paid, and you get to keep the food or throw it
– or discard it, yeah.
Or discard it, right?
No, I'm bringing down that quadruple jalapeno burger.
So now I'm chilling. I'm waiting. She answers, and she goes, yeah, it's not for me. It's for my friend. I'm calling him. There's no answer. So I was like, well,
what are we doing here,
yeah,
miss?
Yeah, what are we doing here, miss?
Let's figure this out.
And I'm like, do you want me to bring it inside? And she was like, yeah, please. So I was like, where? Because, again, it's like four businesses. And still no answer for like another 5 minutes. The clock done ran out. So I could.
Oh, so you're just doing her a favor now.
Yeah, now I'm just doing her a favor because this is my second delivery. And I'm like, I'm not doing nothing. I'm chilling.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting there and nothing. She's not coming out. She's not, there's nothing fucking going on. So then Marcy comes back and I was like, yo, fuck it. I canceled it. And that's where we opened up the bag and we started looking at all the shit. And I gave it to her. I was like, yo, bring this home. Give this to your brother and everybody inside.
Okay.
But I was just thinking. I was like, yo, whoever that dude is, because I know it had to be a guy that she ordered food for.
Yeah.
He got the juice. Because the amount of food that was in there, and you got this girl ordering food for not only you, but for your friends, whoever's in there, and you didn't even answer. You don't even
you
care.
You didn't care. You weren't even
and
outside.
I'm like, yo, you weren't outside for that. Son, like, nah, he was inside for that. Like, he was so inside, he didn't no answer. And I just thought about it, and I was like, yo, this poor girl, she probably spent, I don't know, $30 on this food.
Definitely more.
Yeah, because yeah, I don't know the prices of Five Guys. I don't eat Five Guys.
That ain't cheap.
Yeah, definitely more. Yeah,
that's like $10 a burger.
Yeah.
And a quadruple burger at that, that's like.
And then when you got the delivery fee and the.
Yeah,
so it was definitely like $50.
The homebody fee.
The homebody fee.
Yeah. So, ordered all that shit and the dude didn't answer. How tight are you going to be at him?
Oh, I'm mad tight. First of all, I wouldn't be ordering that.
Yeah, for him.
Like, get your own Uber.
Ladies, don't. 2020, don't order food for men.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, yo.
Huh?
If nah, I got, nah, nah, if
nigga.
I got
let's have a little more respect out here, nigga. You can't order your own food. Don't have a shorty order your food.
Yeah, I got
just starve.
You don't have a shorty order
nigga?
My food. Fuck you.
No, if she wants to send it to me,
that's different. If story. She offers, yeah, but don't.
But if I'm gonna hit you up, like, yo, babe, yeah. Order this for me right now. I'm at such and such location.
Nah, don't,
nigga, my phone works.
Let's
like,
be better than this, guys.
Yeah, why don't she just do? Because that's what I was thinking. I'm like, yo, if he worked at Michael's and he was on register or something like that, and maybe yo, everybody there wanted to get lunch. And you had your girl order it for you, which don't make no sense because I was like,
have one of the niggas that work with you order that shit.
Yeah, how about somebody at the job order it themselves?
Take a quick bathroom break.
Exactly. That, see, that's what I'm saying.
Logic so
I,
shit.
I was trying to figure out what the fuck was going on. Even if you worked in Northwell Health, you got a little desk job, you could definitely do that yourself.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So I'm like, yo, what kind of? I'm like, yo, this nigga, he got to be slinging Dak.
It's either that or that's like another person that doesn't have a debit card in the year 2020.
You don't got a Cash App. You don't got a PayPal. You don't got a debit.
You don't have a debit card. You definitely don't have none of those other things.
You don't even got Netflix. Yeah.
But then how don't you have it if you got
maybe
this
mail
job?
A Netflix check.
You go to $8.95. Get the service coming.
Yeah, that one was crazy. And then there was another one that just made me feel uncomfortable where, but my girl said that this is just in my head, but nah, I believe it. Where I had to order, well, somebody, I had this pickup, I had like a little deli shit, and I had to bring it to this address. And I get to the address, and it's a high school. And I'm like, all right, maybe to like security guard or some shit like that, you know, order food or a teacher or some shit like that. It's like 8:45. And so, like, I'm looking for a place to park so I can bring it inside the high school because it gives you the address for the whole building. So yeah. I don't know what entrance to go inside.
Those are the worst.
Right? I hate it. So now I flip the UE, and then I get a message from the person that ordered the food, and they were like, can you just move up a little more?
What?
And I'm like,
oh, they're watching
you. I'm like, you niggas watching me? And then I'm like, oh, all right. So I'll go back to where I was before, and I see the person wave, and it's a little teenage girl. So I park, and I get out, and I give her the food, and I was like, all right, have a nice day, and I leave. But then I was like, I just felt weird about it because it's like, I'm a grown-ass man. I don't want nobody over here thinking that I'm just bringing little teenage girls food and shit like that.
Yo, Chris Wallace.
Yeah, because like, I don't. And
they call him Snack Man.
Stop. That's nasty. Like, I didn't. Because it's like, who? And Marcy was like, nah, everybody knows Uber Eats is
a thing.
But there's no identification. Like,
yeah. Nigga, Chris walked up, delivered the food. Chris Hansen stepped out from behind the door.
Said, so,
have a seat.
I'm like, nigga, whoa.
But no, I'm just delivering
Chris,
food.
Put your car in park real quick.
We know.
Nah, I left the car neutral. I just hopped out real quick. Like,
Carl's ghost riding.
Niggas came out the bushes. Get on the floor.
We have a transcript of your conversation. Did you not say, how much meat would you like?
No, not doing that.
The police are outside.
Nope, that's not.
This isn't what you meant when you said home, baby.
That's not.
Ew.
Nope, nothing. We are not doing this. No. But yeah, like, there's no, like, I don't have a, like a regular Uber where they have the TC license where you're like, all right, that nigga's a delivery, whatever the fuck. It's just a nigga in a car handing somebody food that has no identification. So like,
you with sugar daddy status.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit is just weird to me. And I blame society. Oh, okay. And I blame the real fucking perverts for making this situation look
for
weird.
For making you feel weird.
Yeah. Like, and I don't know, man. I just didn't fucking like it.
It was just you.
Yeah, maybe, but I just didn't like the shit.
Those be the worst, like when you gotta park though, and like you gotta run into a building. The worst be the ones where you gotta run into an apartment building.
I'm picking areas to do it in where I know.
Bruh.
I don't want to. I'm not doing it in Jamaica.
Does it tell you like the destination? Like
no,
when you deliver
no.
To?
What happens is you get an alert, right? It says, all right, this is how much we're gonna give you to go pick this shit up. You have 15 seconds to say yes or no. I'm like, first of all, I'm driving. I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
This has to be an easier way for us to figure this shit out, right? So I hit yes, and then it tells you where to go. And then you go to the spot, you pick it up, and then you slide this little thing that says start delivery. And then it tells you how far the person's house is and shit like that. Son, I had this one dude.
Oh, they don't even let you, like, see the distance?
No, nah, they don't. Nah. I had this one dude.
The same thing with Uber, too.
I'd be mad as hell.
I was tight.
Like, nigga.
And you can't cancel after that point.
Yeah.
Like, you're in it. You're in the game now.
Yeah.
Show me the game.
The only good thing is that if it's a long distance, you'll usually get like a decent tip. So at the end of it all,
let me tell you about the
one time I did a long distance, they gave me like a $13 tip.
Yo, I had a tip. This nigga gave me $11 yesterday for bringing.
I was like, nigga, I didn't bring you.
Yeah, in the ship.
Anything crazy then? Like,
but I had one.
I took these niggas $2.
Yeah, I had one where.
That's all you getting, bro.
This nigga wanted McDonald's.
Five if I press the wrong button.
This nigga wanted McDonald's on Hillside, and on my way there, I passed 3 different McDonald's. I was like, yo, can I just stop and get the shit and then go straight to you? Like, it just sucked. But, one funny one I had, there's this place on Jericho Turnpike called Spanky's Ribs.
Hey.
Wow. Oh, I went there, yeah.
So, I had to pick up some ribs at Spanky's.
I don't know why, but this one's on fire.
Yeah. I'm about to look that shit up. I might go after this. Yeah, nice.
Not eating it.
It's not like I got a mean mac and cheese.
Oh, I'm going to be backed up until 2021. Not doing it.
After the year you had last year, you're going to be backed up already. Fuck it.
Yeah,
just keep going.
So I picked up the shit, Spanky's, and then it was like, yo, where you going to make the delivery? The nigga house was literally 3 blocks away. And I'm like, the fuck?
Bro, you'll have those too.
So I'm like,
lazy, nigga lady. Just didn't want to go outside.
So
you had those days.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right. So I go to the nigga house, I park, and I go up to the house, and he kind of like cracked the door, and he kind of halfway stuck out. And
you had the chain on the door?
Nah. Okay. He was in sweats and no shirt.
Ooh.
And it
was nasty. Oh, and he was playing Xbox all day.
Nah.
It was musty in there.
Then in the background, all you heard was, ooh, is that the rib?
He was ball pieces. He was serving some ribs before the ribs got there.
Yes, he was.
Definitely don't want to go those three blocks.
Ooh. He was sure hurt a Spanky.
Ooh. I was like, oh, y'all was fucking in your
Either like, that or they was about to when they get into some like weird food shit.
I was like, ooh, y'all was fucking and ordered ribs? That's
a great idea.
My niggas
were
Spankies with the Spankies. You know what I mean?
It was funny because I was in LIC at Long Island City, for people that don't know. And Long Island City got some really nice high rises. Like,
absolutely.
Oh my God. Like, I was in one, they had like a fire pit where it's like a fireplace all around you. You're sitting.
That's the one that got
shit.
A fire pit with a waterfall on top of it. I was like, how, nigga?
Yeah, that's the one I seen too.
And shit floating.
And then so I went there, and then after that, they had me go to like the projects. Yeah. Complete opposite.
Yeah.
You're like, the lights weren't working.
James just tossed the food out the window.
I was like,
kept going.
I was looking at, I started I started walking. It was mad dark.
Yeah. Yo,
there was like a pile of garbage just sitting like
you
right
got
there.
One flickering street lamp.
I was like, damn it. So I walked into the building. Yo, the building looked like a place they would use for filming Wu-Tang.
Like the wires.
Yeah, it was wild.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck, I got to take the elevator to the fourth floor.
Oh, the pissy elevator?
Yo, pissy elevator. You just hear rap music on each floor. You hear people yelling in Spanish and English.
Yep.
And then like, so I got out.
Some arroz con pollo cooking?
Yo, bro, I got out. I rung the bell. I was like, here. And as I'm going, I hear people arguing. I'm like, fuck.
Yep.
So I jumped on the elevator, and then it went down to the second floor. Doors open, and niggas was arguing on that floor. I never hit door closed so fast.
Next thing you're going to come out the elevator again, he's fucking stabbed, nigga.
Hit emergency stop. Don't know what to do now.
Exit game.
Tundra.
Yo, my nigga, when I say I ran to my whip, like, yo, I ain't got no knife on me. I have nothing with me.
James ran to his whip on bricks. Like, the tires.
Like, who wanted Lincoln wheels? No. Like,
James ran
the,
out.
His, the other Uber
his
driver.
Wheels were on bricks. They just took the car.
It was just a pile of bricks and wheels.
James just rolling the wheels down the street. Like, yo, this is bullshit.
I hate this job.
Deductible.
I hate this job. I hate this job, and I hate this job.
It was wild, though. Like, yo, it's really wild how much of a difference. The drive was, like, 1 minute away.
Yeah, it was, like, macro.
Long Island City is wild.
The difference was, bro, I went from.
You go from the fucking high rises to the fucking projects.
Bro.
Queens by
like crossing
right
the street.
In a block, yeah.
Yo, that shit. Bro, I was in a. The high rise was so nice. The elevator had mirrors in it. And
it was
crazy.
The crazy thing is, you go from nice. Projects, nice again.
Yeah.
Because there's a hotel I went to that was like, you go to the projects. I was like, oh, shit. I booked the worst fucking hotel. What the? And then next thing you know, it's fucking beautiful.
Beautiful.
And those niggas do not cross that street.
Nah, they don't. Like they know better.
Unwritten boundaries.
Yeah.
Where
I told
like,
you that.
You just can't
when
go there.
When I went to IPIC and I was in Brooklyn. And then it was like, yo, there's like a force field. Because there was like white people eating outside on the cobblestone streets. And then the homeless guy was like, a block away, asking me for change. I'm like, yo, the rich niggas is right there.
Hey,
knock
Jerome.
That shit over. Yeah.
He's like, nah, I'm not going over there.
Stick it easy.
No, it's like they're in Bed-Stuy. Like, there'll be the projects in the middle of the shit, and then you just see, like, white people walking around the shit.
And the boats go
like,
right over them.
Wild
and
hood
me.
Niggas are just like, yeah, fuck it.
I remember the first time I ever realized that was, like, when I was in high school and I was walking and, it was I forgot which part of Hempstead. Mm-hmm. And I was walking through the hood, like, literally crossed the street. And I was like, I stepped into, like, Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Like, I was like, yo, this is wild. It was like night.
There was butterflies.
Yo, yeah, bro. It was sunnier.
He was like, yo, they got a rainbow over here. That shit turns into smoke across the street. I don't know how that works. What's the signs behind that?
Yo, it made no sense.
Nigga was getting chased by a goon.
Yeah,
no, it was a leprechaun.
They went across the street. Nigga came out. He had a suit on. Him. Like, nice
hey, good brother.
Like, nigga, what?
Can I talk to you about Jesus?
nigga found a vortex.
He said, "Can I talk to you about Jesus?" James was like, "Can I talk to you about ball piece?"
yo, that's one way to get the niggas off you. Bet you won't ask that question again.
Year 2020. I don't know.
What don't you know?
Yeah. Don't be handing out ball piece pamphlets. You're going to go to the gym. That's what I wanted to ask you.
I'm just like, a James Hover witness.
So I,
James Hover
witness. James Hover witness. So I've ordered Uber Eats before, right? Mm-hmm. And there's always been, like, I used to get the ghetto drivers where there would be, like, pamphlets and flyers stapled to my bag. I'm like, y'all with this shit. So now that I'm on the other side, I'm like,
please tell me those niggas are like promoting their rap shows.
Yeah, it's party promoters.
Links. I fully support them doing that. It's like the most ghetto shit, but like
it is.
It's like real DIY. Yeah. Like, yo, no matter what, like I know I'm doing this, but this is just I'm gonna get my hustle. Product off.
Like instead of putting it on the windshield,
yeah.
So I was like, yo, do I get homebody car and put the shit?
Or
in the bag.
You attach a homebody shirt with each.
I'm not doing that.
Or
my old ones.
You bring, you bring the food in a hoodie?
Yeah. Hold on.
No, he ain't doing
that. Uh-oh. Nah. I'm going to tell y'all after because I'm really doing this shit.
All right. Cool. Okay, all right. So I was like.
Give it a free beat with each meal.
Nigga, I would never. Free?
Nah, definitely not.
I'm one of those rich niggas that's not donating my plane, fam. Like, what do I get in return? I got to get something.
But yeah, so far so good. I don't have, other than the navigation bullshit, like I made an easy $100 by driving in areas I was already going to anyway, because you get to pick.
It's easy, bro.
Yeah, it's
there's
easy.
No, like, and people want to make it seem like it's like some lowly shit. Like,
yeah. Like for me,
I don't understand people that like try to knock like people for driving Ubers, doing anything. It's like, bro, people are making extra money.
They're making money. First of all,
so, we're surviving. Nigga.
Yeah, you making fun of me. Or saying that I'm whatever for doing the drive. But bitch, you ordering. Like, you ain't want to leave the house.
Bitch,
like,
you spent money. I made money off you ordering.
I made money off you. By bringing your food to you, simple bitch.
And you got your food. Like, the world is amazing. Like, appreciate the fact that this service exists.
Yeah. Right.
Because now I can order food from someplace that's really fucking far.
Yeah, exactly. Nah, that's a fact.
That, like, I couldn't get delivered before.
The options before with pizza or Chinese. That's all you had.
Yeah, that was literally it. And now I'm like, yo, this shit's like four neighborhoods over and they will still deliver it.
Yo,
ordering that.
I made a double delivery yesterday where I picked
those be the best.
Two orders at IHOP in Five Towns and brought it to like the edge of Laurelton and shit like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, you niggas didn't want to fucking drive all the way over there.
Nah.
I hate picking them from that one though.
Yeah, it's bad.
I don't like driving over in that area. Like, in general.
Yeah.
It sucks.
So how does that work? Like, do they, like, pay you per mile or just percentages of, like, the food?
They like I said, like, when it pops up, there's like, yo, we'll give you this much for doing this delivery.
Oh, so it's a set price.
Because they got the price for traveling. Now they included both. Because before, it was just they pay you for when you pick up from the restaurant going to the person's house.
Mm-hmm.
Now what they did was they lowered the base rate that they pay you. And they pay you from the point the restaurant hits you up and when you drive to the restaurant. And then they pay you also when you pick it up and drive to the person's house. So they pay you for going both ways.
Okay.
They pay you a trip fee. They pay you a base rate. And you also get a tip. So
yeah,
nice.
Sometimes the shit you get paid from there costs more than the meal.
Yeah.
Almost all the time the shit costs more than the Like I said, they gave like a $13 tip, and then it was like $25 altogether, and his shit probably cost like $6.
Yeah. It's like, weird, but I'm like, yo, if y'all want to do it,
I'm not going to say nah. Anytime I'm ordering this shit and the delivery fee is more than the food itself, I do not
complete
that order.
That should be very interesting. Like,
so, like, you got to be living an interesting life where you're just like, yeah, fuck it. I need this chicken that bad. Like, fam. I'll make a peanut butter and jelly.
I remember one time somebody
eat good on the next meal.
Somebody ordered a fucking. I was in like the Richmond Hill area, and somebody ordered some.
Nah, it's better than you think.
He's like, nah, I'm not doing
it. It's better.
James is saying it's better than you think after telling us his crazy project story. Remember,
nah,
crazy.
That one was worse.
Learn from
that
his
one,
example.
Nah, that one was worse because at least Richmond Hill, you pick up and you gone.
Yeah.
What's the club? I'm a date. Not going over there.
In Missouri.
So the person ordered a fucking.
Nah, that's on the app though. Is it? Or it used to be on that.
They ordered a cake to go across, like, a slice of small ass.
Come
you know,
on,
like,
son.
Spots sell that little, in the little plastic?
Man,
the little
I'm going across the street.
The little slither carrot cake?
I'm like, yo,
you know, like,
nigga, if you don't cop an Entenmann from somewhere.
And and I'm pretty sure that wasn't the best cake you've ever had in your life.
Listen, I've had those sweet tooth nights. I ordered, like, a crepe one time.
Okay.
You know, little
crepe
Nutella crepes.
Ooh.
You mean a crepe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you crepe.
Yeah. I was like, this nigga crept up on a
crepe. Creping over here, nigga.
Yo, crepes are mad good.
He crepping on the company.
The first time I ever had it was on, they had that spot on Austin Big Street. I don't know if y'all ever.
First time I had it was in
Martha's.
First time I had it was
yeah.
First time I had it was in Dior, and I thought they fucked up my pancake.
Oh, wow. So why these niggas roll up my pancake, son?
I was like, fam, y'all gonna learn.
Meanwhile,
this shit delicious.
It is. Flat stupid.
That pancake is Dominican stuff.
Right. I like Dominican food. It's cool. You're gonna grow on me. Pause.
Oh. Ain't no more pause in 2020.
Nah, fast forward.
I feel like I should have paused that. Sorry.
Nah, you'll never. Yo, unpause. I unpaused it.
I said it. Stop touching the button.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to fuck up the VCR.
Yeah.
But,
yo, new shirts. No pause.
What?
Homebody, no pause.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I put up a lot of shit on the website. I updated my website over the last week.
Yeah,
nigga
boy.
Got watches now.
Nigga got everything now.
Yeah, I'm still testing out the watches. I want to see how.
Homebody underwear coming soon.
You don't got the rollies, you got the holies.
Yeah,
I like it.
It's just a watch band. There's a big ass hole in the middle.
Let me see.
I thought you were about to take it off my wrist. Hey, walk away.
Like, what size is this watch?
Yeah. What size is this
my
watch?
My size, nigga.
But yeah, I was doing that. I have a lot of short-term goals, 2020.
That's right.
Long-term goals that I'm acting on.
That's right.
I don't like speaking on them so close to the beginning of the new year because then I'm just going to sound like everybody else.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, no, I actually do this. Like last year, I made a list and I did 90% of that fucking
list. That's a great percentage.
It's probably like one or two that I left off.
Listen, every year, for the most part, I only have one goal, is to just
take over
more interesting position than I was last year. So I just move forward. Just like, I don't want to be where I was the last year.
You do.
I want to be able to say, "Oh, I did something
a little bit more
different." Yeah,
yeah.
You're doing amazing. Yeah, I was
like, there's a lot of niggas who like, "Yo, I gotta like, I want to be signed to a major deal," and like, nigga just started rapping. It's like, nah, I just want to be doing slightly better than I was the year before.
That's all you can
like,
ask for.
As long as there's some sort of progression, like I know
I'm backwards.
I'm just moving correctly.
Nah, but we gotta start talking less and doing more, nigga.
Yeah.
Stop talking about your goals and start fucking.
Nigga, I'd be screaming on niggas about that shit all the time.
I was like, what did Drake say? Y'all spending too much time on captions, not enough time on action.
Yeah. I hate that line because it's like, it's such a good caption.
It's such a good caption.
That's Drake. Every bar is a caption.
I was like, but you can't make a great caption bar about not making captions. Why would you do this to them,
He's
Drake?
An evil genius.
The quadruple on charge, don't ask him how.
Everyone went with, but I'm working on the weekend, so I can use that one.
Hey!
Fucking Ant retweeted it, but she made it a little bit more spicy. She was like, "You bitches," and I was like, "God damn, Ant, Drake didn't even say that."
Yeah. Drake said, "Niggas."
Easy.
Ant coming spicy.
We know what a switch up happened.
Makes sense. All right, never mind. Get it off.
Not get canceled 2020.
You got it.
Please don't.
But there's like a lot of. I've decided that one of the changes I'm making is that usually I just, for the most part, I sit quiet and.
And work.
Nah, and I'll just like observe like certain things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably not going to say this the way I feel, but I'm just going to start letting people know that they're being fucking stupid.
That's right.
Just like overtly, just like.
Wait, you haven't been doing that before?
I mean, not to their face.
Oh.
Like,
now you're doing it to their face.
Yeah, like, or just letting them know. Or just like bringing it. Cause like yeah, we talk about the things that I find stupid on the podcast, or like while we're just chilling, I'm like, yo, this nigga's fucking stupid. He did such and such and such and such.
Like you mean like calling him out now?
Yeah, I'm just gonna straight up like, just like why? Cause I'm tired of the recurring thing being brought up.
The recurring dumbitry.
Yeah, I want it to stop. I really do. Like just like a lesser example was I've seen like two people tweet out. They think it's weird, or they were like asking Twitter. It was like, "Yo, son, should I go see this movie by myself or like nah?" And I'm like, "Nigga, if you want to go watch the movie, go fucking watch the movie.
Who the fuck cares?"
Yo, people need to stop with that shit.
I'm gonna do the opposite of what you're doing. I'm going to pay zero fucking attention to anyone doing anything stupid.
That's what I'm doing.
Oh, I thought he was gonna say I'm gonna tell them to do whatever they.
Nah, I'm just gonna bow out gracefully.
Nah.
Every time, like
you,
the second
you
someone
you
says something stupid, just like, all right, buddy, I'm going.
I'm not going to say it every time. It's like, I just have to be, the scenario has to be.
Has to fit.
Has to fit, where it's just like, it's not only going to reach you. a bunch of other motherfuckers is gonna know too. Like,
but motherfuckers like, not going to the movies by themselves? Stupid. Yeah. Yo, you're sitting down and looking in the same direction area. As someone else.
You're not gonna be talking with the
friend. You can't talk.
I get annoyed when people say, like, oh, we should go see this movie together. No, we shouldn't, nigga. I don't wanna go with you.
So the thing
I don't like talking, and you like talking. Yeah. Don't talk to me while I'm watching the fucking movie.
It's like, oh, you're weird for going to a movie by yourself.
You weird for giving a fuck about what I'm doing, yeah, stupid bitch.
You. But listen, like, you got. The way you think about it, it's like, yo, we're not in high school anymore. It's like the whole reason you went to high
school. If you're in high school, go to the movies. Like, so who the fuck cares?
Nah, some niggas are still in high school.
Shut up. Let me
there are people perpetually in high school, Chris.
I'm trying to say my point. They keep jumping in. They're like, yo, shut the fuck up. Let me get my bars off.
Nah,
nigga.
2020,
I told you 2020. I'm going to start calling people out.
That's right.
We move as a unit 2020.
No, nigga. Independent. I don't care if we're all wearing black t-shirts.
You sassy bitch, you.
Sassy bitch.
Hell yeah. Sass my gas. So it's like, we're not in high school anymore. It's like, I'm not going to try to bring a girl to go with me to the movies so I can try to finger pop her under the thing. It's like, Nick, I'm an adult. Like, yeah, I don't have to watch the movie. A female counterpart to look cool in the dark while I'm watching this movie. Shut the fuck. Like, what does it matter? Because I've said this before. It's like, you're going to watch that same movie 6 months from now on a Friday night by yourself while everybody's ignoring you. In your house, on Amazon, or Netflix, or whatever the fucking DSP is fucking...
And that experience is going to be so much worse than actually
so it's like, what's the difference than me being especially in public?
Like, the film that one person had in question, it's just like, that's a theater experience.
Oh, you're talking about Sophia and watching 1917?
Yeah.
Yeah, he saw that tweet, because I called her out on it. I was
That shit was filmed in IMAX, so it's meant to be watched in IMAX.
She was
watch that shit at home,
she was like, oh,
you're
going
to be upset.
She's like, oh, should I go, I need someone to go watch 1917 with me, and or should I just go by myself? So I was like, yo, nigga, just go by yourself.
I actually found it interesting that she felt that way about seeing movies on her own, because she watches so many movies. Like, she's, like, really into watching films, so I just... Like, most people that are just, like...
They don't care.
Get up, I go.
But then...
Shit's only playing in Manhattan. I'm going to Manhattan and watch this shit.
But context, this isn't... Like, this is no longer just, like, about her.
This is just a larger overall thing. Like,
so, but, like, her response to me, she was like, I would, but, like, with the way these theater shootings are going on over there. And that was just, like, a stupid fucking excuse, because I'm like, yo,
wait,
fam.
Hey, hold on.
If you're going to get shot at the
But listen.
No, we got jokes. Go ahead. Finish.
My nigga, there's been, first of all, you know where you live? Also, there's been 2 shootings in the United States at a movie theater, maybe in the last eight years.
They were nowhere near New York.
Nowhere near New York. I was like, yo,
and
you have
it's
a...
It's not a regular occurrence for it to be like a rational
like, fam,
fear.
Where,
we got our guns in the theaters.
I'm like, yo, where we live, you have a higher chance of getting shot 2 blocks from your house.
Yeah. My thing, though, was, so you just want someone to get shot with you?
Yeah!
she wanted a human shooter to go
like, when I saw that, I typed it, it was just like, I'm not involved in this conversation. I don't give a fuck. I got other shit I could be doing.
Trying to find somebody to hide
but
behind.
But then I was like, you just want to get shot with somebody?
If I die, we die together. We came as a unit. We die as a unit.
Shout out to Sophia. That's the homie.
Shout out to Sophia.
Go to movies by yourself.
Yeah, do it. Like,
it's legitimately one of my favorite things to do. I look forward to it. Like, I got 1917 tickets, fucking ready.
I've grown to appreciate it.
Going to that shit dolo.
It's
Bad Boys, though, I'm seeing with the homies.
No, Bad Boys, I'm watching by myself. Yeah. Only because Marcy didn't want to go. So I was like, all right, fine.
There's nothing wrong with doing either.
Yeah. I just saved $17.
Just
so,
do the thing you want to do. Yo, my man, you got to get that AMC shit.
I don't watch movies that often enough where it's worth it.
Do you watch one a month?
No.
All right.
Yeah, that's
what Because if you watch one a month, it's worth it.
It's way more worth it for me in the summer when all the big...
like
you could do that then.
Yeah.
Just have it for a couple of months. Like, I was thinking about getting the Regal one. Because I go to the Regal a lot, but I was like, damn, like, I usually have a string of when I go see, like, I go back to back, and then, like, there's a period where it's like, So
like,
I was like,
most people are like that. Like, even with me, January, February, not too many, like, fire movies come out. You get the leftovers that they put out in limited form in December to get Oscars. But other than that, it's just bullshit. But I hold on to it because I'm lazy.
Birds of Prey trailer, did you see it?
I actually did not. I'm going to watch the movie, though, so it doesn't matter.
I'm going to watch the movie.
It has an R rating, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
It's Birds of Prey.
I mean, Margot Robbie's in it, and she's going to have her legs out, so I'm
I'm gonna watch it for sure.
They'll show you Margot Robbie.
We all have our reasons to think. My thing is, I'm gonna watch it because anything comic book related. Can't say that
anymore. No,
90% of comic book related, I'll watch.
There we go.
There we go. Because I did
2020. There's a lot. Did you see Jared Leto as Morbius?
No, I didn't.
It looks like Morbius, but it also looks like it's not getting my money.
It's there was a trailer?
Nah, it was just him.
Just the picture.
In the makeup.
I saw the picture. I saw that, and I was like,
"That's really good Morbius makeup."
Yeah.
But I can also look at this picture and tell, like, I'm still not giving you my money.
Okay, that one I'll wait a trailer because
they gave me Venom. Venom was the last thing they gave me. Yeah. Actually, no, the last thing they gave me was the bad. Wait, is it Sony or is that Fox? I think it's Sony. Yeah, because it's a Spider-Man property.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, the last thing I think they gave me was, well, besides the Spider-Man movie that they did with Marvel, was fucking Venom.
Oh, the bad taste in your mouth.
Which I didn't start to enjoy until like the middle of the fucking movie because I realized like, oh, this shit is so horrible. It's actually funny.
I'm on the fence with the Birds of Prey. Like I said, no matter what, they're gonna get my money.
Yeah.
I'm watching it. But this Harley Quinn show on the DC Universe app,
I gotta start watching it. A few other people have been talking about it.
Fucking thing. Like, I love
Kite Man being big horny. Definitely sold me that whole
show. I gotta watch this show.
This is a cartoon one, right?
Yeah, it is fucking hilarious.
Oh, that was the one you had posted a while back, right? You like my apartment number?
Yeah.
It was 66, but I flipped it to 69.
Hey. Huh?
She's like, I regret this. She's like, no, I'm kidding. I'm a fix it. Don't worry. Unless you like it.
It's a good fucking show. And now I feel like the comedy hits, everything hits, but now I feel like that this iteration already that I've seen in Suicide Squad of Harley Quinn is going to fall a little short of that. Because I'm not necessarily a fan of Hot Topic Harley.
I'm a fan of the outfit.
Yeah.
The character. Like,
I'm looking at it in different reasons.
I'm appreciating whatever I can appreciate.
Yeah, exactly. But then it's cool. Love me some Rosie Perez.
Yo, Ray she's Montoya, great. Man.
Loving. I'm there for her.
I'm also looking forward to seeing Black Canary on the big screen because she's one of my favorite
love
DC
Journey
characters.
Smollett, and I don't fuck with Black Mask. He's the big bad villain. That Black Mask is trash.
But it's
it sucks.
Isn't it Ewan McGregor?
I don't care.
I fuck with him. He's a really good
actor, man. But he looks cool. Melt that fucking mask on your face.
Nigga,
I don't want to see your face.
Did you see Taskmaster in the Black Widow trailer?
I did.
All right. That's not that fire either.
Taskmaster looks way better than Black Mask.
But they're, like, in comparison to their...
Maybe it'll melt in the movie.
Their animated counterparts or, like, their, like, drawn versions of them from comics. It's just, like, they're both not really that great. I'm not putting that much stock into it.
Taskmaster is here. Black Mask.
Is that bad?
Yes.
I'm going to see it when I see the movie.
Because
but.
I follow this dude named God of Props.
Right.
And he just makes, like, comic book and, like, science fiction masks and shit like that.
Right.
It just looked way better. Like, this one... look like one of those rubber masks that he puts over his face, but it was like a solid rubber mask. It's just not good to me. Man. To me. Anyone else who wants to fucking contest that? Yeah, suck my balls. No, that's from the that's from the video game, which looks way better.
Yeah. Black Mask is such a cool looking character.
Yeah. It's
a fucking mob boss.
There's still...
a black mask for no fucking
reason. Yeah, basically.
What are you doing? Why do you look like this?
Yeah.
Great character design.
So there was that, and then the New Mutants trailer. Apparently, that's still happening.
I need to watch that because I heard it looked cool.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't really care that much. I'm not that interested.
The New Mutants thing because it started off as a horror, like that was gonna be
that was gonna be Fox's
horror movie.
And I was like, all right, I'm here for that idea because like
before that even happened,
that it's based on the shit that happened, and it was kind of like, all right, I could see how you could.
But even like. Before the whole Disney Fox merger happened, there was like a whole fucking like with the reshoots, and there was just a whole bunch of problems with it going on. So that made it less enticing to me because I've seen what happened.
It's been in like release hell for the longest. It's been years where it's just been like, it's supposed to come out.
I've seen what happened when Fox had to go back and do reshoots and stuff like that for like movies like this,
like Fantastic Four and shit.
Yeah, all of the Fantastic Fours. Yeah.
That first one was kind of entertaining. I was also like seven or something.
It was like,
Facts.
But
I feel like they got us a lot with those the ones that came out when we were younger.
Yeah, because we were kids.
And, like, we were excited. Like, oh, this shit. And then when we got older, we were like, oh, this shit is ass.
Bullshit.
I like this shit.
I'm not going back and watching it.
Nah, definitely not.
The memory of it is cool. I'll rock with that.
Yeah, but that's supposed to be coming out. I'm gonna watch it maybe 2 weeks in on a Tuesday. Like, when the tickets is like $6.
Yeah.
Or maybe I just won't, because I still haven't watched Dark Phoenix. I have no intention of watching Dark Phoenix.
Dark Phoenix. There's like a fight scene in it that you should definitely see.
Wait,
clip on YouTube.
Dark Phoenix was the one that had came out like
the last movie from last year.
Oh, you never watched it?
Garbage.
Oh shit.
I wasn't mad. I watched it. It was okay. But that fight scene though
was fire.
I'll watch it.
That shit was hard.
Did you watch it, Lou?
Look it up.
No.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Your backlog is crazy.
My backlog is insane.
Actually, I think it's free on Stars right now. I could probably just fast forward.
Yeah, fast forward to wherever that is.
I actually started it and like stopped it though.
Because it sucks.
Yeah. I'll watch it eventually. Yeah.
There's a point where like they're just like, yo, fuck it, let Magneto be Magneto, and like they're on a train that's like
I know
they open a fucking armory and there's guns everywhere and the niggas just like, I bet, and just start shooting all of the guns at niggas. I'm like, this is amazing.
That's what that franchise turned into. It turned into Jennifer Lawrence and Michael Fassbender. And even towards the end, Jennifer Lawrence just like fell off.
I was really over her being in the movie.
They're like, we're not.
I know you paid a lot of money for her, but like, she's never Mystique. She's always just Jennifer Lawrence. Like, get this bitch off the fucking screen.
Towards the end, they were like, we're not even going to make you all the way blue. Like, we're just going to make you a little bit blue.
Like, for two scenes, and then the rest of the time, you're just like, look, we got Jennifer Lawrence.
Virgil writes villain on her chest.
Because they killed her, right? In the shit?
Yeah. And they killed her early in the movie. I was like, all right, you get bonus points for that because I'm over it, my nigga.
Wait, they killed her in the beginning of the fucking movie? So you didn't even have to pay her that much, and you could have used that money to put more fucking blue. What the fuck?
Yeah, she was blue expensive. In that movie.
She was light blue.
She was hella blue.
If you go back and look at the other movie posters, she was darker blue.
Yo, that's...
Just give me the same fucking blue, Lou.
That's
blue. We need where's
Jay-Z.
The blue?
We need Jay-Z blue. Who remember Jay-Z
blue? That's I need the clue.
That's a mean hue.
If blue can do, Lou can too.
Yes.
My nigga, there's some crip niggas on their way over here.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, you false claim it hard.
I was like, yo, y'all needed some blue? And I'm like, whoa, guys.
Now I got my handy-dandy notebook. Sorry.
Yo, I just remembered Nightcrawler starts going off too. That nigga starts
one. Is he more blue than his mama?
Yes.
Get the...
They used all the blue for him.
They did.
Wait, is she even his mama in this movie?
Oh, and the first one, she fucked Azrael.
I don't know.
She was poofing and boofing.
Hey, you asked me about the poofing and boofing.
In first class, she was poofing and boofing at Azrael. And then, but it's weird because blue and red makes purple. I don't know how this nigga ended up just blue. I don't know how mutant genes works.
Probably the same as like regular nigga genes, except when it comes to superpowers. Because... niggas, kids, we have superpowers.
Son, pardon the same as regular niggas except the mutant superpowers.
He looked like a mutant gene specialist.
You gotta fight him.
Yeah,
you
gotta fight him. I do. I'm around house the fuck out of this nigga.
Am I wrong?
I mean,
he just broke.
All right, that roundhouse gonna have some range, nigga.
But
you gotta catch
I'm a John Woo the fuck out of all of you niggas.
How did I end up? I didn't say anything.
Chris, you know we take
it
you
looked
down
like you nodded.
We take you down
so
with us all
the time.
So it
looks like you can't kick.
No,
say something else, Chris.
Nigga
gonna hit us with a curve kick.
Nah, but like
she gonna go around the room.
I was gonna say that I'm better.
Nigga, the room gonna go around my leg. Nigga, fuck you mean?
Fool you can.
Fool you All I was going to say was I'm better at comic book science than I am at real science. That was it. That was my only statement. Next thing you know, I got a foot in my chest.
You're doing Thanos theorem and shit.
I got to go pee. Yeah.
If you calculate parallels between it. I read the script.
With a RZA voice.
Wow.
Oh, damn, I thought we left that in 2019.
Calculate.
Calculate.
What did it cost you? And we think.
Oh my god. What is it? Tweety talking to him?
Yo, how you speech impediment make you Tweety, Elmer Fudd, and Sylvester all at the same time?
And a little bit of Porky.
Oh shit! Shut up, Porky. Yo.
So for 2020, I wanted to just do a little, like a little game, almost like, or a little segment, if you will. Would you rather? And it's nothing.
Do your worst.
Crazy. It's just like I get high a lot, and I think of weird things. So
these are either going to be like great or like horrible, which is going to make them great.
But the thing is, we've been off for like 3 weeks, so I wrote these like 3 weeks ago.
Ooh. I know this is nasty. Hey, would you rather?
Like I said, it's either going to be great or it's going to be so bad it's great. You got 0% chance of failing. Let's go.
Okay.
Now, what a pep talk.
Sure.
Yeah. I love it. You gonna win no matter what, man. You a champ in my eyes.
I'm not going to war with this nigga.
I told you, I'm gonna be a great dad. My kid gonna be a boss.
Wait till, like, yo, wait till you hit a pep talk for the kids.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all little niggas, man. Y'all fucked up, but you got your whole life ahead of you. You gonna fuck up more. That's Don't worry right. about it.
All right.
It only gets worse.
One of many.
So, check this. Would you rather know how to speak up to 7 languages, right? But at a 10th grade level, or would you be be able to read minds, but for only 7 minutes a day?
Oh, ooh, read minds.
Would you rather know up to be able to speak up to 7 languages, but only at a 10th grade level?
Or read minds
For 7 minutes,
which
a
is
day.
Good because you don't get cluttered with all that bullshit the whole day.
I'll take the read minds because at that point, like, if you can read minds, you'll be able to. Wouldn't if you're reading the mind of somebody who doesn't speak?
No, you got you hear it in their language.
Translate.
Yeah,
you hear, oh, you hear it in their language.
Yeah, there you go. You hear it in their language.
All right, that's good enough for me. I'll take it.
So you just want to read people's minds in like Chinese? Like,
I was thinking, why is he going to the foreign people to read their minds? Wait,
no.
Why not us?
How does the 7 minutes work? Like, once I tap into the power, I got 7 minutes,
oh,
and
that's a good
it?
Question.
Or is it like 7 minutes total throughout the day? Like, I can just like turn it on and off?
If it's 7 minutes throughout the day.
It's your question. You can decide right now.
All
right.
Whichever is least convenient because that makes the
7 minutes.
Oh, so it's, I'll take it still.
Yeah.
Because like for me, my thing is I wouldn't want to be able to read minds at all times because I'd abuse it and then like life would kind of like it. You can see the negative.
So you're able to read one mind a day. Basically.
I'm not gonna stay in your mind for 7 minutes.
Nah. And you'd be in the room and be like, I can read everybody's mind for the next 7 minutes.
Oh, so meeting's like, about to be lit.
Strategically, listen. You could do some wild shit with
hell yeah. You know where I'm going with that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be out here sounding like a dumb dumb.
Either one is
Chinese.
Good.
Donde está la biblioteca?
Well, my Spanish gonna reverberate.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm good. I'm reading minds.
All right. Yeah, I would do that, and I would just
wait. So does that
poker.
Mean your English goes to 10th level, 10th grade?
No, you said just
you speak
the other language.
No, you said you speak 10 languages at a 10th grade level.
But wouldn't it be? It would be 10
languages.
Other.
Now he says other.
English.
Before you say you speak 10 languages.
All right, yeah. Because then that just makes the mind reading sound the best. Because it's like, I don't want to know English at a 10th grade level. But then again, I was in 10th grade.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah. All right. We're not going to go
that was
that
a 10th grader.
What was 10th grade like for y'all niggas?
Yeah.
I was in high school.
I was like, which English class were you in 10th grade?
My vocabulary was pretty expansive by 10th grade, fam.
I said exactly what it said, but with a cracking voice.
Oh.
I didn't use any other words.
Your voice is not going to change.
At 10th grade,
I was going to say 10th grade was tough. Fucking AP chemistry was fucking a bitch.
I told y'all niggas only went to chemistry twice. The beginning of each semester, that's it.
And then I'll do one
still pass that Regents exam.
I'll do one more.
Still doesn't know how to cook crack.
Who said that?
I'll do one more before we get out of here.
He's talking about making beats.
Listen, would you rather smell like cigarettes or morning breath?
Cigarettes.
Yeah, dude.
Why fuck would I want to smell like nah.
Yeah, cigarettes.
Nah. That's the easy
morning breath smells like doo-doo, so I don't want to smell like doo-doo all day. All
right, Brett. All right, so you know what? You're right. Would you rather smell like morning breath or Project Elevator?
Morning breath.
Okay, all right. That's it. That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
It's been episode 79 of the Honorable Mention Podcast. Oh, damn, my voice cracked.
You see?
Damn, that's all that crack.
10th grade level.
I got to pick the wrong one. I want to read minds. As always, you can find me on the Instagram and Twitters at
Twitter.
On Twitter. at Water? Duck Jordan _. You can also go to homebodymerch.com. It's hoodie season.
That's right. Get your watch.
Get your watches. Get your mugs.
Yeah, it's hoodie season, so buy
your
watch.
Get your dad hats. Get your sports bras. Get your leggings.
It's watch season all year long.
What else? Get your homebody water. Where the pH balance is perfect. Get your coffees. Homebody coffee coming soon. In the latter part of 2020. What else?
I want to drink weed infused coffee at least one time this year. Because I like smoking and then drinking coffee. So I just want to.
Is that a thing? Beats by Duck collab coming soon.
Fucking Ant told me it was a thing. Yeah. So
Homebody slipping slides.
Homebody slipping slides. That's a good one. Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot coming, you know, in 2020. The Homebody Whiskey Social coming soon.
Whiskey Social.
I'll tell you this, right?
How does the Homebody anything social work?
Hey, listen.
Hey, the Homebody House
Party. It's an oxymoronic event.
Yeah. My whole brand is kind of oxymoronic because in order for me to promote the brand, I have to go outside.
That is true.
Yeah, so.
I told you, I'm the general manager of this brand.
So I got.
Nigga taking full 35%. It's crazy.
I got this damn right. So it's like everything is dope, but they kind of, and I contacted the printer. They're sending me another one. The front imprint came a little faded, but then, so I contacted them. They sent me another one, but then I looked at it and I was like, yo, I kind of like it because it's kind of like you're drunk.
Yeah.
And you're looking at it and it's a little, you can still read it, but it's just a little blurry. And that's like, kinda cool. It kind of gave me another idea. So, you know, we'll see.
I like it.
We'll see. Oh, this nigga coming through with the blurry text.
Bro.
The blur, yeah.
Blur tech.
Delete it.
Where can they find you, James?
Yeah, James, where can the good people find you?
Yo, I'm still thinking about more Homebody shit, right?
Chris about to have the first fucking 3D shirt.
Brunch. That's when I just put a person on the shirt.
Marcy.
And it just reset. And like one of the little baby girls. Yeah.
She's hanging there like.
She's sewing a home baby onesie.
She's excited.
I put her on my chest. She has a baby on her chest. And it's like a little Russian doll. I don't think my back can take
it. No, look at how you on a chiropractor's chest. Like, yo,
Homebody chiropractor coming soon?
No.
Crack your back for a little piece of change.
Yo.
Wow.
Where can they find you?
Woo. I'm sorry. You can find me
DoorDash chiropractor. That's crazy. So we show up to you. Don't worry about it.
Hey, listen, man. Wow. Just trying to tell you. You can find me at JUST_JVMES. I almost said G. The best way to spell Jiffamis.
That would have been the Haitian version.
That was good. That was good.
Damn. As per usual. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Louis the Designer.
LUIS, the best way to spell Louis the Designer.
That's right.
You can find me everywhere, DRUM_FU. Man. Keep an eye out. Starting February, me and Odie about to start rolling out singles on the
motherfuckers.
None of y'all niggas is safe.
Self-promotion this Friday.
Woo!
So good music video. YouTubes.
Watch that. The tubes.
The tubes.
All tubes. None of y'all niggas is safe. Any producers that may possibly listen to this podcast, our good friend Antoinette is looking for beats.
R&B beats.
Niggas
don't listen. R&B, rhythm and blues, soul.
Well, send trap. Trap or R&B.
There better be some chords on that.
But don't send strictly trap. Don't send boom bap beats.
Don't send Rick Ross beats.
Don't send Rick Ross beats.
Actually.
No.
which Rick Ross? No,
a nigga legit sent me a whole Rick Ross beat.
Nigga sent BMF 1, 2, and 3.
No, he sent me 10 Jesus pieces.
Oh,
wait, what?
Yeah, he sent me that beat. I was like, nigga, what the fuck?
I used to know a nigga that used to put out beat tapes full of other niggas' beats.
Yeah.
And, like, it was the funniest shit.
Y'all ain't low.
He had a whole bunch of fans, and I was just like, yo, here's a list of all the producers that he jacked, and now he no longer exists.
Exactly.
You did good.
Stop doing that in 2020. But that's it, guys. I'll see y'all next week.
Right. Oh, yeah, my bad. I was sending a text. I'm trying to go to brunch after this and get drunk. But yeah, we'll see you next week for episode 80 and shit like that. Maybe we'll have a guest. Maybe we won't.
We'll find out. If you want to come on, hit us up.
Oh yeah, if you like, want to be more active with the emails and shit like that. If you guys want to fucking come on and tell us how we're pieces of shit, interact with us.
We're here for it.
If you have something, a conversation to be had. If you want to fucking just come out and chill. If you want to, but like come on and just.
Bring something to the table.
Yeah, just don't sit here and just laugh at everything. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like you better talk.
Because I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you to shut the fuck up.
That's right.
I'm going to take your mic, stupid. So if you got something you want to promote, you're doing something, if you just know how to converse, if you know how to fucking tell a joke, if you know how to be a good sport, hit us up.
Come chop it with us.
Yeah, we'll see. All right? But yo, we'll catch you next week.
So. I like it.
All right,
I like that. I like that. Whoa.